A very blessed and healthy Sunday morning to all, the second week of 2025. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. I hope everyone is staying safe and sound and and dry from all the snow and the ice, and everyone is having a very wonderful week and a wonderful weekend filled with goals, dreams, and aspirations. Certainly, we need to start this morning acknowledging the hardships, the very, very much hardships of our friends and families in the Los Angeles area who are going through so many unimaginable troubles. I mean, I have cousins who live in California, and one of them, their house actually burned down completely. Everything is gone. And I know all of my friends may know folks in the Los Angeles area who are going through the same exact thing. We pray for them. We know that God will do what man and women cannot do, to protect those who need protection, to renew those who need a renewal of life, to hold the dreams and goals that they will have and will have to do over again in the palm of his hand. So we say, dear God, we lift up the families impacted by the fires in Los Angeles. Comfort those who have lost homes and loved ones. Bring healing to the injured and strengthen first responders. Provide peace, protection, and provision for every need. May your presence, God, bring hope and restoration. I'm certainly sure, like me, your eyes are on the news 24/7 to see that the fires are lessened and the people are safe, both people and all God's creations outside. And our hearts are certainly broken, but God will see to it that all is renewed, and that is our hope, as we all say amen. The best way to give hope is to read words of the scriptures, words of Psalms, words of Proverbs. So just a little bit from Psalm 18, a song of David from King David. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in him I take refuge. My shield and my horn of salvation, my high power, praised I cry, is the Lord, and I am saved from my enemies. And on that we all say amen. Certainly the sanctity of life is the most important, and we pray that the lives are saved in the Los Angeles area, the lives of men and women and teen and children and all of God's creations, the feather, the furry, all of those who are losing their habitats and their homes. We pray, and I read these words, so if it is your custom to bow your head, please do. And please listen, please hear, please understand. The transforming power of love, the redeeming power of compassion, the healing power of forgiveness, these endure in every age. The joy which comes from sharing, and the strength which comes from striving, the nourishment which comes from beauty, these endure in every age. The sanctity of life, the value of truth, the primacy of justice, these endure in every age. The abiding worth of prayer, the purification promise of repentance, the striving to know God's will, these endure in every age. Grant us, O Lord, amidst relentless change and troubles and hardships, the wisdom to know and to cherish these teachings which endure for all time. So please acknowledge, as we say amen, that God's love, protection endures in every age. And those who have lost it all in the Los Angeles area will endure. And God's love and God's promise for them, for their families, loved ones, and community will endure for every age. And on that certainly, we all say, Amen. In this January, there are so many wonderful opportunities to give to your community, so many wonderful opportunities to have an attitude of gratitude for our community. And one of those is coming up on Monday, January the 20th, of course, Martin Luther King Day of Service. And there are so many wonderful charities and organizations that are holding events. Take this opportunity as we think about our friends in need in Los Angeles to make life better for those here in the greater Philadelphia community, the South Jersey community, or wherever you may live and are listening to this program on WWDB. All the children are off on January the 20th, Martin Luther King Day. Don't allow your children and your grandchildren to just sit home and watch television. Follow what's going on in your community and get involved. If you want to get involved in one of my activities on Martin Luther King Day, it would be an honor. One of the things that I am doing with our community on that Monday in the morning, we are meeting in various locations in South Jersey for a much needed clothing drive of winter clothing. As you know, this week has been bitter in the weather, windy. I get so very nervous for the homeless. I mean, my heart breaks. I get so very nervous for the cats and the birds and the geese and all of the animals that are outside. God, give them shelter. Give them warmth. I do my part through my charities, through my shelters of cats, but please do your part as well. Please join me on Martin Luther King Day. Find all the information where we are meeting in South Jersey. Bring in winter clothing, gloves and hats and scarves and nutrition bars. We are getting together to make up bags for the homeless. I have the honor and the privilege of being a police chaplain for various police departments here in South Jersey. The police departments will be there to collect the bags, so they have them in their departments, in their police cars, their vehicles. So when a homeless one is arriving to them or they see someone in need, they can give these nutrition bars, these clothing, these the blankets, these coats to keep them warm and healthy in this cold weather. So join me on Martin Luther King Day. Contact me on any social media and I will give to you all the information or just read it for yourself. It is all there. And on that, certainly, we all say Amen. It is so very important that not just for our friends and community in California, but for all those in need during these winter months, that we pray for them. And please, don't ever be turned off by the word prayer. We speak about this over and over again. Prayer, my friends, is simply a fancy schmancy word that just means a conversation with God, just saying, "Dear God, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I just wanted to say hi, and I just wanted to thank you for the blessings in my life, big and small. I want to count my blessings, God, one by one, and see what you have done today." That is a prayer. It can be out loud, which is preferable. I mean, absolutely. But it can be in the silent meditations of your own heart. We often call that the still small voice. And most importantly, it can be anywhere, because God is everywhere. God is not just within the four walls of a church or the four walls of a synagogue or a mosque or any house of worship. God is with us wherever we may be. You know what I love? One of my favorite, you know, I eat out a lot. Yes, I do. Don't tell my family. Well, they know already, but I eat out a lot. And I love seeing, not as much as as I would like, but when I see families, even in a restaurant, before they eat, they bow their head and very quietly they say a prayer. Oh, a prayer of thanks. It makes my heart grow 100 times bigger, you know, like the Grinch during Christmas. You can, you know, this is a challenge. When you go out to eat, a restaurant, a deli, a pizzeria, wherever you may be, before you eat, bow your head. It doesn't matter if there are 100 people there. I don't care, and you shouldn't care. We live for God. We don't live for other people. Bow your head and quietly for 2 seconds say, thank you, God, for this food. You have given this to me to give me sustenance and strength and blessing. And I just wanted to say thank you. How long was that? 5 seconds tops? God understands all languages, no matter what language you speak. Quietly, out loud, English, French, Spanish, Russian, anything. Say a prayer to God before you eat. That's the challenge in this new year. And let me know who's taking your challenge. It'll bring blessing to you. And when others see you doing it, it will be such an inspiration and a blessing to them. I promise you, they will say, if he can do it, if she can do this in a restaurant, I can do this too. Your prayer will be contagious. And let me tell you, prayer is one of the things we definitely want to be contagious in this world. So do it and let me know if you're accepting this challenge, if you don't already do it. And on that, we certainly say amen. So we are done the Christmas season, the Hanukkah season, and we are in the winter. And don't for a second think that there aren't any more holidays in the winter time. There are, my friends, in Judaism. Now, you don't have to be Jewish to celebrate this holiday. Any religion, any background, any creed, any tradition, it is called Tu Bishvat. It's two words, Tu Bishvat. That literally means the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat. It is one of those holidays that the name of it is the exact day it's on, like the 4th of July. When's the 4th of July? It's on the 4th of July. When is Tu Bishvat? It's on Tu Bishvat. That's the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat. And for those who don't know what it is the Jewish New Year of Trees. Again, any religion you are, you celebrate this, especially as our hearts break for I don't know how many millions and millions of acres of trees have burned and will burn down in the Los Angeles area. But this is the new year of trees. And for all of us, it is a perfect opportunity to celebrate Tu Bishvat as a holiday to commit to planting trees, to giving funds to organizations that plant trees, learning about trees, teaching your children about the importance of trees, learning about all of God's creations outside, all about nature, all about the beauty of God's trees and nature and how they are so very essential and necessary to our very being and our very, very, very good life. Now, on Tu Bishvat, what do? Well, we eat foods that grow from trees, apples, bananas, oranges, especially if they are mentioned in the Bible. What fruits are mentioned in the Bible? Do you know? There are a lot. There are grapes are mentioned in the Bible. There are olives mentioned in the Bible. And yes, an olive is a fruit. Pomegranates are very common to eat. Apples, you know. So fruits that are mentioned in our religious, our spiritual history, especially in the Bible. But even more important than that is to give money to organizations that plant trees. One of my favorite organizations is the JNF. It's called the Jewish National Fund. And they plant millions upon millions of trees in Israel every single year. We know Israel and the whole Middle East is a desert, but Israel has turned the desert into a flourishing land, as we say, filled and flowing with milk and honey, with sweetness, and so many forests, billions of trees grow in Israel. And it's because of those who give the donations to organizations like the JNF, the Jewish National Fund. So that would be such a good deed, such a good mitzvah. Also give money to organizations that grow trees in California so they can replant and the forest in California will bloom again. So celebrate Tu B'Shvat. Teach your children about trees and give what you can. And on that, certainly, we all say Amen. We also, of course, say Amen to our sponsors on this program, without whom Inspiration and Religion on WWDB would not be possible at all. We say thank you to Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful men's and boys store. Simply the best located in the Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County, PA, at 320 York Road, award-winning multiple times every year in best in the formal clothes department, in the men's department, in the boys department. They are currently stocked with all your winter clothing needs for any men or boys in your store, for sports in your life, rather for sportswear or casual wear. Suits and sports coats, khakis, sportswears, and of course, shoes too for all your winter and spring weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and of course, custom tailoring to tuxedo sales, tuxedo rentals for all your formal occasions, charity events, weddings, cruises, gift certificates, anything that you need, formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, presently located in the beautiful Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. Give Bonnie and her staff a call, 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And don't for a second think you need to live in Warminster or Bucks County to go there. Whenever I go there, and I go there as often as I can to look as handsome as I do, I see folks there from all over the Delaware Valley, from Philly, from all the suburbs, Central Jersey, South Jersey, where I live. Why? Simply the best. Again, 215-914-2060, 320 York Road. Award-winning over and over again. The men's and boys store. And when you see Bonnie, tell her and them that Cantor Scott said hi and give Bonnie a big hug, as we all say, Amen. I wanted to remind you that I have a Sunday school, a religious school, a Judaica school that boys and girls come every single Sunday. And you know what? It is truly never too late to start religious and spiritual education. You don't have to wait till September to start at the beginning of the school year. I have boys and girls that are starting all the time. I had two new wonderful students just start last week, and it is an honor, a privilege, and a blessing. So if you have a child or grandchild that is currently not receiving Jewish or religious education, contact me. It would be an honor for them to start anytime. In fact, last Sunday, we knew that the snow was about to come late on Sunday night and on Monday morning. So we gathered around in a circle and we said a prayer together. In fact, we made up a prayer together. You know, you can make up your own prayers. Prayers don't have to be formal and read from a prayer book. That's not the way it works. In fact, God often prefers the silent meditations of our own hearts. God often prefers, or always prefers, the outward, the spoken out loud words of our own soul, our own thoughts, our own feelings. So we gather, and these boys and girls, they're 10 years old. They're 9 years old. And I said, we're going to say a prayer to God so God protects us in the coming snowstorm. So I said, I'll start. And I said, Dear God. And then I looked at the girl on my left and I said, you take it from there. And she said, what did you say? And I said, Dear God, now it's your turn. And oh my gosh, we went around the circle and you couldn't believe the words that came out of their mouths, as they say, from the mouth of babes. And these prayers from the heart are the best prayers you ever could hear. The boys and girls, you know, Dear God, please protect my cat. My cat, please protect my dog. Please protect my brothers and sisters. Please protect from the snowstorm my mommy and daddy. You know, it was an amazing prayer. And they said how God should protect them. Cover God with his love, with his protection. So my mommy and daddy have health. And when they mentioned their dogs and cats, they mentioned the names of their dogs and cats specifically. So do that this week. And that's another challenge. Get together with your children and grandchildren in the living room, around the dining room table, the kitchen table, and say, we are going to pray now in this cold weather. We are going to pray for us. We are going to pray for our friends and family in California. We are going to pray with our family and friends for all those in need. And somebody start the prayer and say, Dear God. And then go all around and you will be amazed. The beauty of the words that will come out of your mouths. And it'll be a wonderfully uplifting prayer for all, and it'll bless you and it'll bless everyone. There is a wonderful prayer in Hebrew called Oseh Shalom, where we ask God to protect us, our family, Israel, and the world. It goes, Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Ya'aseh Shalom Aleinu V'Yakol Yisrael V'Imaru. Amen. We ask God to make peace for us, for Israel, and the whole world. And on that, certainly, we say amen. If you are a college football fan, you know that there is one game left, and that is the national title next week. You know, I'm a alumni of the University of Texas in Austin. I am a Longhorn. And last week, Texas played Arizona. And the best player on the field that day was the running back for Arizona named Cam Scottabo. And after the game, Texas won, of course. And after the game, one of the Texas players saw Cam on the field. And right on the field, there are thousands of people, reporters, fans, students, players, staff, thousands of people on the field. He went up to Cam, even though Arizona lost. He went up to Cam and he just put his hand on his shoulder. And this Texas Longhorn player said these exact words, "Can I pray for you?" Because most of the game, Cam was throwing up multiple times during the the game, he had to go to the sideline to throw up. He wasn't feeling well. And he was still the best player on the field. And this Longhorn said, "Can I pray for you?" And Cam looked at him. And this is all on film. Go to my social media. You could see it all. And Cam said, "Yes." So on the field, they got down on one knee. And they held each other. And the Longhorn player, their heads were close to each other. And for about a minute, and that's a long time, for a minute, they prayed with each other. They prayed for the health of each other. They prayed for each other's teams and friends and family. They prayed for abundant mercy and grace from God. And I just got chills. So if they can do it on a field filled with thousands of people, and if they're on each of them on different teams, they're not even the teammates. They're on different teams. If they can pray for each other, friends, we can pray for each other as well. So pray each and every day again. That is such a conversation with God that'll bring blessings to you and blessings to others. And on that, we all say amen. We also say amen to our friends at Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And by the way, they are the dentists of my mom and dad. So if they're good enough for my parents, certainly they're good enough for everyone. And for them, we say amen. And on that, don't forget to join me every weekday morning at 7 o'clock on this station for Morning Light, inspirational music, faith-filled music and words, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Start your day with the love of God. And on that, have a very blessed Sunday, everyone, and enjoy the love of others. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.